I'm Morgan McDonald and welcome to the Mental Spectrum Podcast, which focuses on the mental health of people on the autism spectrum. This will be our final session. I hope you've enjoyed the previous sessions of this podcast. I sure have. This session is about the well-known spoon theory and masking, which I mentioned in the previous session. A brief but informative introduction to the spoon theory is that it's an analogy to explain energy used for people on the spectrum, using spoons as the amount of activities or actions one can do per day. A person on the autism spectrum can wake up with 15 spoons. Doing certain activities can use up these spoons. Spoons can be treated like energy. The less you have, the more tired you'll be. Children may have less spoons, and they could use more than adults. The energy used varies from person to person. Knowing yourself and being in tune with your energy levels using the spoon theory will help avoid burnout. Here's a list of activities that might use up spoons. Getting up out of bed, which could use one spoon. Or watching TV, which could also be using one spoon. Having a bath or shower, which could use two spoons. Eating a meal might be two spoons, but preparing or sharing a meal with a large group could use up to six spoons. Taking a phone call could use three spoons. Going to work could use four spoons. Exercise could be four spoons. Things even like a party could use up to 10 spoons. Once spoons are used, a person needs to refill their bucket and engage in rest and recovery. Another topic for our last session is masking. What is masking, you might ask? Masking is what is commonly called a coping mechanism and is the action of pretending to be happy mentally and physically. Masking could be more common with people on the spectrum as a way to fit in. An over-reliance on masking could be a major factor in causing burnout. Now that you know about masking and the spoon theory, I hope you'll take this knowledge and maybe use the spoon theory to plan your day. Thank you for listening to my podcast that I've made for my LCA1 task project.